You are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded Musqueam territory at the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia. This program is The Borough. I am not Andy Resto. My name is Britt Bachman, and I will be your host today. And we're going to jump right into it and play the song Nocturna 3 by Babel off Ceci n'est pas un feu sacré. And that last track was Prophecy Sun with Follow Me. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Britt Bachman, and I am filling in for Andy Resto today. And before that was Nocturna 3 by Babel off of Si Ce N'est Pas Un Feu Sacré. The reason why I just played Prophecy Sun is that she is featured in episode 10 of Art Talking Women, which is a series that just came out in the last few months. It has been a series that has been a collaboration 2 years long between Sin Evolution, which is a media arts center in Richmond, and Vivo Media Arts Center here in Vancouver. And it essentially features female-identified women working in media arts. Prophecy Sun herself is an interdisciplinary performance artist. And the series is being released on Vimeo 1 week at a time. I believe next week or the week after is Soledad Munoz of Genero Sound. We're going to play a clip from episode 10 with Prophecy Sun, which you can actually find by searching on Vimeo. And it was directed and edited by Shebnam Ozpeda. It is a beautiful video, so please go and watch it. But for now, we will listen to Prophecy Sun describing the way she makes art.
I like to let sounds breathe, and I like to see where they'll go. And generally, I will record an extended period of time, and then from that, I will find the part which really inspired me, or and draw from that aspect or that section of sound, and then take and layer that and layer that. When I'm sleeping, I feel like there's parts of me that are still very much listening. And I'm listening to the house, I'm listening to the sounds outside, I'm listening for the birds, for the sounds of cars. I'm listening kind of to the hum, so I know kind of what time it is. I think that's just part of my unconscious and my consciousness. Like I'm aware of the levels of sounds, and sometimes I tune them out, or sometimes I really listen to them. So it's kind of a choice, and listening to the environment is, or the landscape, if you will. Like the house here for me is a very safe place.
Thank you.
And that was the song Fever Dream by Old Girl off the recently released Object A. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Britt Bachman. I am not Andy Resto. He is away, but it's fine. He's going to come back. While developing themes for this episode, I actually had a pretty hard time because there was a lot to cram in, and then it turned out that there really wasn't as much to cram in as I thought there was. But there are some kind of weird things that I'm going to share with you, and we will definitely hop around genres a bit. We played a brief excerpt of Prophecy Sun just before Old Girl, and I played that partially because Prophecy Sun will be releasing some new music for the first time in a couple years in a couple weeks, and so stay tuned for that. Up next, I have a little bit of an anecdote about somebody who's no stranger to this show, Casey Way, whose solo project Hazy has been featured several times. Casey, little known fact, or I guess it might be matter of fact if you follow her personal Instagram, but her fingers bleed a lot. Like, she just strums so hard. And if you've seen a live set, you've seen it and you understand it, you know it. And she's got this beautiful mint guitar, but the first time I saw her perform is late spring, she cut her finger and bled everywhere. And there actually weren't many people there. There was maybe like 10 of us at the Astoria, and yeah, it was memorable to say the least, and I knew that she was going to be one of my best friends. And she's a pretty good friend. I'm going to read a brief excerpt of a book. It is Body Consciousness, a Philosophy of Mindfulness and Somaesthetics, that made me think of Hazy and Casey's solo project and Casey's music in general. After this, we will hop into a song of hers and then maybe play a little surprise. And here we go. The body also works to unify space by serving as a bridge between the spaces of inner self and outer nature, and between physical and mental events. It does so by ambiguously straddling these domains in our experience. I can regard my bleeding finger as an external object to be wrapped with a bandage, but I can also experience it as a throbbing, painful part of me. And this throbbing I feel as the blood pulses and gushes forth. It is a physical feeling. Or is it a mental experience of pain? It seems to span both spaces, as does the surge of conjugal love I feel that makes my chest swell and my face beam with bright eyes and a broad smile. And that was an excerpt from Body Consciousness by Richard Schusterman. And this is Hazy with the song Walk a Thin Line.
Thank you. 60 movies from 14 countries, 33 feature length, 27 short films, this August 25th to September 4th. The Vancouver Latin American Film Festival features a mix of Latin American auteur cinema that will have something for all audiences, including international hits, new directors, short film competition, Canada Looks South, indigenous films from BC and beyond, plus more. In addition, this year the festival presents Activismo, a new category featuring films about activism and current events in Latin America. Tickets are on sale now. Please visit the website, vlaff.org, to learn more.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke eat every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from traditional unceded Musqueam territory at the UBC campus. This program is The Burrow on every Monday between 3 and 4 p.m., normally with Andy Resto, but my name is Britt. And before those ads, you heard Kate Bush with Wuthering Heights. That was an old track, but a goodie. And before that was Hazy, Walk a Thin Line. And Kate Bush kind of reminds me of Hazy in a bit, of Casey Way, which is why I played it. And I also found this great excerpt about the color red. So Kate Bush, in that video, wears this incredible red dress. And if you have not seen the video for Wuthering Heights, you really should go YouTube it immediately after listening to this important broadcast. Anyways, from the Book of Symbols, Reflections on Archetypal Images, on the page that describes the color red, I'm going to read the last little bit of it. In many cultures, red is associated with fiery intensity, ardor, daring, bravery, which can move into fury and cruelty. This aspect of red is expressed in African symbolism, both by the color and by the idea of Nyama, the potential force in all things and the bodies of all beings, especially in the blood. This potent energy fills witnesses with both wonder and fear. Red was the color of the alchemist sulfur, the burning energy of human desirousness. So up next, we are going to play a little bit of a marathon run. We are going to hear Mink Coats by Casper Skulls, Sorcerer by Grays, and maybe some other stuff in there too, which I will let you know what it is later. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Chinatown sellers, man, the city is such a mess. Man, the city is such a mess. The national anthem screaming from the speakers. Patriarch smoking up the air. The ruckus civic generates. Telling me how this is fair. Telling me how this is fair. And you call yourself a gem. Secrets that you kept.
And we're back. And that was a bit of a marathon. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. That last one was Classic Al by Xena off the album And Sometimes Jazz. Xena is a Hamilton-based band. They are primarily jazz and also punk. They like to start out albums a little more punk, drifting into a little more jazz, and I absolutely love them. And before that was Lie with Failing Vision, I believe it was. Lie is a local band, and that was also a recently released song off of Truth or Consequences. Before that were The Grays with Sorcerer. And before that was Casper Skulls with Mink Coats. And Casper Skulls and Grays are both on Buzz Records, which is a Toronto-based record company. Yeah. I apologize if it's been a little bit unsettling, the switch between genres, but the nice thing about The Burrow is that it's pretty open-ended, which is what I realized when researching this lovely show. So thank you, Andy Resto. You really thought that one through. We are going to listen to some promo stuff and then jump right into the song Green Glass Room by Vats.
From New York, indie rock band Parquet Courts returns to Vancouver for an all-ages show at the Vogue Theatre with guests Naomi Punk from Olympia and local rockers Wish Kicker on Saturday, August 27th, 2016. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com.
This is Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
You are listening to Femme Concept
with your hosts Eleanor
and Erica.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR.
On CITR Radio 101.9.
We play 100% FemCon.
100%.
It's a lot of FemCon.
It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man.
Take a break.
And that was White Poppy with Weight of the World, which is actually an unfinished demo on her SoundCloud. We're waiting for that album, hopefully, to come out quite soon. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Britt Bachman, and I am filling in for Andy Resto. Before White Poppy's last track, you heard Telstar Drugs with the song Pulley, which was from last year, which was a little unfortunate. It sounds so current. And before that, we heard a 40-second chant of True Love from Unblonde. And before that, we listened to Green Glass Room by Vats. In that one chunk of music, we heard several different genres, which was great. I suppose sort of an overarching theme for today has been maybe memory or paths or blood. Something along that vein. Maybe it's reflective of what I've been reading lately, but thank you for your indulgence, everyone. And on that note, I am going to read again from the Book of Symbols, which, by the way, was a graduation present from my aunt and uncle when I graduated from art school, and it has come in handy so much. I've actually read it on the radio so much. So for radio worthiness alone, thank you, aunt and uncle. So this is from the entry for Path Road. But the image of the path may also appear to any lost and bewildered individual in a dream of a road or of stepping stones, suggesting that there is a way to go, a path to follow, though he or she may not yet know what it is. In essence, path implies direction in the face of chaos and a sense that the events of life are random. It offers something linear, a suggestion of meaning. And skip ahead. The road can also simply stand for the natural course of one's life with all its beauties, changes of direction, adventures, and rough spots, and its eventual destination, death. Variously, it is understood as the path of duty, the open road of adventure, release, and freedom. The aimless track of man, the wanderer, which leads back to its beginnings. Our times emphasize going my own way, not the traditional way, nor the way that is expected by others. Here is the potential for individuality, but also the danger of egotism and blind pride. Going into the unknown where there is no path is the task of the hero, the genius, the prophet, that may result in the discovery of a new path for stumbling mankind. And now we are going to listen to an oldie, but a goodie, keeping that in mind, and spot, if you can, the William Blake lyrics. We are going to listen to The Doors with End of the Night.
Highway to the end of the night, end of the night, end of the night. Take a journey to the bright midnight, end of the night, end of the night. Realms of layers, realms. Thank you.
And that was The Doors, a band that I'm sure you've never heard of before, with the song End of the Night. This program has been The Burrow on every Monday between 3 and 4 with your host, Andy Resto. Though I am not Andy Resto, my name is Britt Bachman. Thank you, Hala, for the board today. And thank you, listeners. And I hope that I haven't adulterated your vision of The Burrow too strongly. We are going to go out on a song, but please stay tuned. Coming up next is Jade with Little Bit of Soul. And see you sometime in the future. This is Xena again with the song Zzzz.